Paul Kurcik said it was the toughest times he's ever seen, but technically speaking, is it a bear market? To get a better handle on what that term means, we're joined now by market expert Jeremy Siegel. He's a professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us, and define a bear market for us.
Well, the rule of thumb for a bear market is a decline of 20% from the previous peak by one of the averages. Popular averages, Dow Jones, S&P 500.
And why is it called a bear market? Why that particular animal?
Because the bears attack their opponents from an upright position and then pounce on them downward. In contrast to a bull that rears its head upward, the bear captures downward, and that's why it's called a bear market.
And how long do these bear markets generally last?
They can last a long time because it depends on when you talk about being out of the bear market. Some people say that if it rallies halfway back, you're out of the bear market. Others say, no, you're really not out of it until you hit a new high. Back in 1929, it wasn't until the 1950s that we got back to the peak over there. So that was a good 25 years long.
A lot of times it seems with these terms like recession and bear market, there isn't a real strict definition. People kind of debate it. How helpful are these terms when we don't even know whether or not we're in a recession or in a bear market?
Yeah, it is arbitrary to say, you know, 20%. And just like the rule of thumb for a recession is two consecutive quarters of declining real GDP, that's not what the National Bureau actually uses.
When was the last official bear market?
Well, the last bear market was the 2000 to 2002 bear market, where the S&P 500 dropped by about 50% from top to bottom from March of 2000 till October of 2002. That was a whopper, just about equaled the one in the 1970s. Both of those were 50%. Of course, back in the Great Depression, we had a 90% drop in the market. We've had nothing that bad since World War II.
How do bear markets end?
Bear markets are marked by excess pessimism. And when the news starts getting better, people begin to buy stocks. They become very, very good values. Normally, we get a market rally 2, 3, 4 months before the economy actually picks up. So it is an early leading indicator of economic activity.
How is investor decision making affected by a bear market?
Well, usually we see a lot of pessimism. In fact, the deepest pessimism is marked at the bottom when everyone says there's no way the market is going to go up. So there's various indicators that a lot of investors use to try to measure that pessimism. And some contrarians, those are people who move against the common opinion, they look at that very closely. And when a lot of people are pessimistic, they move in. And that usually starts the rally that marks the bottom of the bear market.
This is not a very good time necessarily for investors, but I'm curious for you as a professor teaching business, is it exciting time for you to teach your students?
Yeah, this last semester, I think, was one most exciting time with the subprime crisis, the oil rising. Are we in a recession? And particularly the Fed moves, which have been so innovative and different over the last 6 months. It was definitely for our professors, I think, one of the most exciting years.
Good to see there's some silver lining to all of this.
Absolutely.
Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Thank you.